6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. And our guest this morning, I believe his name is Mr. James Lansbury. We're going to be talking about the new and wonderful health care program that the administration is coming up with that is going to provide health care for everyone at decreased prices, and how we're going to make things better. We're going to preserve your privacy by putting your medical records on the Internet. And then, of course, we're going to have special committees to determine what treatments are effective and what age we should cut off treatments and how we're going to ration health care. And how are you going to get health care to everybody if you're going to begin to ration it? There's so many imponderables here. Is health care, when provided by the government, really going to be better health care? Is some bureaucrat going to decide what medicine you should take? Who is responsible for your health? Well, those are questions we'd ask, and then let's get our guest here to respond. Good morning. How are you today? Good morning. Is our guest here?
Sorry, good morning.
Yes. Thank you so much
for a second. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being with us. Why don't you tell ourselves just a little bit about yourself? We haven't actually talked before, but I understand that you have analyzed the move towards universal health care, and you have some strong opinions on it.
I have some very strong opinions on it. Well, my name is James Lansbury. I'm the Vice President of Samaritan Ministries International and the President of the Alliance of Healthcare Sharing Ministries, and I work in the public policy realm dealing with government in lobbying for the good of our organizations, trying to make sure that the government doesn't inadvertently legislate us out of existence.
Who is this organization you actually work for? Who funds it? Where do the
All of the funds for these organizations come from private sources, from our members. We have a member elected board of directors, and then we have as an umbrella organization a trade group, so to speak, is the Alliance of Healthcare Sharing Ministries. So the various nonprofits can share in the public policy expenses because they get very expensive, and small nonprofit ministries have a very difficult time doing that. And so we're just trying to collaborate together, and I oversee the operations of that trade group. And we're interacting with the governor and the government in various states and at the federal level right now, just trying to make sure that these ministries, which are consumer-directed, important, faith-based healthcare solutions, are not legislated out of existence inadvertently. And so right now, the president is talking about lowering healthcare costs, and I think that's a wonderful thought. It's exciting to think about healthcare costs being lower. Healthcare is approaching 20% of our gross domestic product. With the shrinking of the GDP coming up through the recession, it's possible that it could hit 25% because the healthcare costs are not going to shrink significantly in the first part of the recession without too much damage there. And so we're going to have to watch and see how we lower healthcare costs. Well, there's only two ways to lower healthcare costs. And the first, you have to figure out why they're so high. You know, the second way to lower healthcare costs, besides engaging why they're so high, is to ration it. And then you were talking about that in the introduction. It's important to realize that. You know, this Saturday I took my family. We're going to go see in one of the local movie theaters has a free matinee on Saturday mornings. And so we were going to show up at 11 o'clock for this free movie. And we got there at 11 o'clock. We were on time for the movie. And the theater was already full. And the reason the theater was already full at 11 o'clock was because there was no cost for it. And so we were turned away. And that's what our experience is going to be when healthcare becomes, quote-unquote, free for all, is that you have a right to healthcare, but you can't actually get to it because there's so many people standing in line in front of you because there's no cost for them to do that.
And I think
so that leads to that rationing that you were talking about.
I think that is such an important part. But, you know, one of, I think, the most important thing for people to recognize is this idea of, well, but healthcare is so expensive today. Now, you know, you go back a few years ago. I can remember when I first started practicing medicine. I think healthcare was 3 or 4% of the GDP, and then, of course, it went up to 10%, and then it went up to 15%. And what is it now? 20% something there?
It's approaching 20%. I think the last number I saw was 18% for the year that they were measuring. And of course, you know, they can't measure it in the current year. We don't know what it's going to be in 2009 until the year has ended. So,
it's so interesting. I was watching a program last night on television, and they were just saying this were, you know, people who are so really in favor of the new program, and they were saying, you know, so much of the things that are going on today, there's just so much paperwork to do. Now, if we could just get everything electronic, you know, if we could just get all the records electronic, because they don't say that. You know, the president promised to keep our medical records private, but we're going to make them private by putting them on the Internet. But why is there so much paperwork today that is just burdening down and not the hospitals and the nurses? The nurses spend far more time filling out paperwork than they do taking care of the patients.
Well, certainly.
Why is there so much paperwork?
And that's part of the high cost, and that's not part of the cost that's going to go away if the government takes over.
In
much
fact,
of
the reason we have so much paperwork
providers are filling out is for the government.
It's for the government, and this is what people don't understand. It is the government that's required all this paperwork so that they don't have time to take care of it. And we have to have nurses. The nurses are, in many instances, making more than the doctors are. And what are they doing? Paperwork for the government. It's paperwork for the government that's caused the high cost of health care. And when are people going to understand that when I practiced medicine, you know, medicine was a very small part of the GDP because government hadn't got into this. And whatever government gets into, it gets worse and worse and worse. But go right ahead, James.
Sure. You know, the way that the government has done this is that, you know, we've shifted into a predominantly third-party payer system. You know, when I was a child, and even not long before I was born, you know, before Medicare and Medicaid were out, you know, less than 20% of the people had health insurance. You went to the doctor, you went to the hospital, and it might take you 6-8 months to pay off your hospital bill, but you paid it in cash. You know, you paid for your own bills, or there were charity services that helped you along. And when the government started to get involved with the Medicare Medicaid Act in 1965, we've seen a consistent increase in overall costs that go along with that because the government just tends to drive the cost up because when you provide something for free, you raise that demand. And then in addition to that, we have this bad piece of tax code where we have this perverse incentive to buy as much health insurance as possible and only buy it through your employer. And so there's no personal engagement in the cost. And anytime you separate the consumer of a good from the cost of the good, you devalue that. And we'll talk more about that when we get back.
That is such an important point. We'll be back in just a moment here with James Lansbury.
Office or commercial space for rent. Here's your chance to get a great location downtown Johnstown across from Ace Hardware on Parrish. Only $500 a month.
Lots of room for psi exposure and 500 square feet. Available now. Call 970-231-6586. Also available, one-bedroom apartment for rent. Remodeled, clean, air conditioning, downtown Johnstown, off-street parking. Available now. Only $575 a month. Please call 970-231-6586. 970-231-6586.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here with Mr. James Lansbury, and we're talking about the coming health care. What you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, is they really want to ration your health care. They want to determine who lives and who dies, and if you don't think that's a dangerous precept, and all the problems facing health care today are a direct result of government interference. Well, James, how do you address this issue that, you know, certainly that people are entitled to health care, and we have 40 million Americans living now without health insurance, and health care costs are exorbitant. I mean, I can remember going into the hospital, you know, for a procedure, and I was out by noon. The bill was $13,000. I didn't even get a free meal. I mean, how are we going to address this exorbitant cost of health care?
Well, the one way to address the exorbitant cost of health care is for people to actually see what it costs. You know, you just imagine that if you had a little card that you presented at the gas station every time you went and got gas, and all of your monthly gas purchases were paid through a monthly, you know, a low monthly fee that you just paid this company, and all of the, you didn't see the cost at all. You know, why would gas stations post their prices on the placards like they do now? And why would you stop at the least expensive? You'd stop at the most convenient place. And so we have this disengagement of the consumer from the cost, which divorces us from objective value. And once we divorce ourselves from objective value, all we have then is this artificially increased demand, because there is no price point that then drives up demand. And the more demand gets driven up artificially, the more the price gets driven up artificially.
But how
so when you're engaged in the cost and you see the cost, you could say, you know what, I'm not going to pay that much for this. And people start talking to the doctors and hospitals, and they, you know, start, you know, saying, look, that's just too much. There's no reason for this cost to be this high. And you start looking for ways to bring the cost down. And there are some microcosms in the medical industry right now where we're seeing this happen. For example, LASIK surgery, you know, the laser surgery that people do to correct your corrective lenses on your eyes. Instead of wearing glasses, you can go in and you can, for about $3,000 an eye some places, you can actually get your eyes redone so you won't need glasses for, you know, for certain people. It doesn't work on all people and doesn't work on all prescriptions, but you can get corrective surgery done instead of wearing corrective lenses. And 5-10 years ago, when insurance companies covered that service, the cost was $20,000-$30,000 an eye, and they thought, well, we can buy a lot of glasses for $30,000, so they stopped covering it. Well, then the market has driven the price down and down and down to the point where now you can go and get it for a, you know, a fraction of what it used to cost, because the market's driven it down. another place you're seeing the innovation in healthcare that is helping to drive the cost down is some of these quick care clinics you might see popping up either at Walmart or Walgreens or just on a corner in a strip mall, where they're saying people don't want to wait in line in a waiting room. They don't want to have an appointment. They want to pay cash for a visit, and they want to come in, get out. And so they're very limited in their scope of service at these clinics. But you come in, you pay $25, maybe $30, less than some people's copay to go see their primary care doctor, and you get in and out with something quick. And the doctor gets cash. He doesn't have to fill out the paperwork. You may find that they have fewer staff people there. You have a doctor and a nurse, and they share duties on answering the phone. But you get quicker service, and the doctor's making more money, and everyone's happy with the service. And because there's that engagement at the price point, they were able to actually see the cost be driven down. And those are just two of the myriad of solutions that can rise up into this economy if we let them. But, of course, what we're seeing is that the medical professionals and the medical industry is trying to regulate these clinics out of existence. They're trying, you know, and you go to Congress and they're talking about people being underinsured because they have a high deductible insurance plan. Well, they're engaged in those lower costs. They have maybe a health savings account or just a savings account where they're paying for the routine medical that comes along, and then they just want something, if there's a catastrophic incident, they want something that's going to protect their home. And that's what insurance used to be before we've moved to this prepaid health care that we have now in the medical industry. And it's just driving up the cost, and it's very difficult for that. But until the only two ways that we can see the cost turn around and start to go down are, one, rationing, which nobody wants, except possibly the government, but nobody wants that. And
Barack Obama wants rationed health care, but he's not going to tell you that any more than he's going to tell you he's going to make your medical records totally open to the public.
Right.
He tells you we're concerned about privacy, and that's why we're going to put your medical records on the Internet. Ladies and gentlemen, anybody will be able to get your most intimate details of your life. Do you really want that? Is that what you really want? And how can Barack Obama say that's private? We're going to keep your medical records private? He says one thing, he does the other, and the average individual can't believe that nice man with a nice smile, you know, would be lying to you. But he is. He is a very wicked and evil man, and he is put in power by people who are equally wicked, and in my estimation. But go right ahead. There's no problem facing medicine today that government won't make worse. The reason we have a crisis in health care and costs are so high is because government intervention, and nobody's going to say that. Go right ahead, James.
Well, and see, again, the second way that you can lower costs is a very difficult and medicine pill to swallow. You know, it's a large pill, but it's the reengaging of the consumer, and everyone's afraid of that. Everyone's afraid, you know, the people who have their gold-plated health insurance policies, who don't know what things cost, they know it's expensive, but they're afraid to see it because they're afraid that it will get worse. And the sad thing is that that's really the only way it's going to get better. The only way it's going to get better is to reengage the consumer into the healthcare decision and get the third parties, whether it be Medicare or Medicaid or an insurance company, out of the way between the patient and the doctor so they go back and talk about the cost and benefits of various services, various medicines, and we're able to, again, get back to that simple relationship that we had before where costs were much lower, people were happy with their doctors, and everything was affordable. And I think that, you know, we can get back to that again, but we're going to have to move back through some difficult steps. And again, you know, we've looked and looked and looked at healthcare economics, and until you really understand how we got to where we're at, you're not going to be able to make it work. And until all this cost shifting from Medicare and Medicaid to the private patient goes away, it's going to be very difficult to see healthcare costs go down for the average person.
And I think that's such an important point you made, the cost shifting. When government came into the medical field, they said, and I can remember so well back in 1965, look, we are going to pay usual and customary costs to the hospitals, to the doctors. We're going to pay the cost plus 1%. You're going to make a profit in the hospitals, and the more you spend, the more money you get, because you're going to get 1% over your cost. And, of course, if you spend $100, you're going to make a dollar. If you spend $10,000, you're going to make, you know, $100. I mean, what are you going to spend? Well, you're going to spend the $10,000, because it was a cost-plus arrangement. And they got the doctors into by lining their pockets with gold. And I kept telling the doctors, don't you know that once they get everybody into the system, they're going to clamp down? I mean, if we don't come up with a solution, they're going to come up with a solution. We're not going to like it. And I spoke to thousands of doctors, but everybody wanted to get their hands on the government money because it was usual and customary fee. And then it began to change. And I know doctors today who are making less than the nurses are. I know doctors are leaving medicine because they can't afford to practice with the high cost of medical malpractice insurance and running an office. And because the government now regulates what they can get, and the government keeps cutting back and back and back. And they talk about the rich doctors, and there may be a few of them out there, but most of them are making far less than I did when I first went into medical practice back in 1960, proportionally. I was well off then with a $5 office visit. Now they get $50 for an office visit, and of course, many of them can't make it. But go right ahead, James. It's such a tragedy to see what's happened to a once noble profession.
It is, and we're going to see fewer and fewer doctors going into the business, and we're already having a shortage in what is called the primary care physician, you know, which is probably what you were doing with the $5 office visit.
We don't have enough doctors
who are coming in to be that first line of defense, the doctor who spends time with the patients and who, you know, works hard to try to do preventative things and works hard to try to build a relationship with the patient and understand the patient. And that was the backbone of medicine for so many years, and now it's almost an afterthought. If you have a primary care doctor who spends 20 minutes with you, you're out. It's an outlandish time. Nobody spends that long with a patient anymore. And it used to be that you could afford to do that and give better service. And that's why we need to move back toward a more consumer-directed healthcare. Things like FSAs and HSAs and healthcare share ministries. You know, we have some papers, some information about consumer-directed healthcare and about this at my website at SamaritanMinistries.org. And so, as you know, readers, you know, people who prefer to have something in front of them and read, they can download some of those papers there at SamaritanMinistries.org. But
give that website slowly.
That's SamaritanMinistries.org, O-R-G. And we have a lot of information out there about various issues that are going in the government on healthcare and on ways to help keep healthcare costs low. And one of those ways is people taking part in a healthcare sharing ministry. A healthcare sharing ministry, which is a lot like the Amish have been building barns for centuries, you know, groups of people getting together to share one another's burdens. You know, and that's a way that, you know, religious people and people of faith have been able to accomplish lots of things in the history of mankind. And now we're finding that this is a great way to attack healthcare costs. And I think it's an exciting thing to be a part of. Another way that people can help lower healthcare costs is to switch to a high-deductible insurance plan and try to have an HSA so that you see those costs getting engaged. You know, oh, this doctor costs $50 and this doctor costs $75. But the $75 doctor, he actually spends 20 minutes with me, whereas the $50 doctor spends 3 minutes with me because he's trying to see so many patients an hour. So I'm actually going to find a better value over here than I am over there. And that's cost engagement. And so, you know, when my wife needed a CT scan a couple of years ago, we called around to the different places where you could get a CT scan and found a place that would give us a 40% discount if we paid cash. And that 40% discount when it's a $2,000 test, that's a lot of money.
Sure.
And so we went and had our, you know, it was a CT scan over there. It was it's not like it was a disreputable place. They're just trying to, you know, they're saying, we don't have to fill out any paperwork for you. You're paying us cash right now. We don't have to worry the bill, and so we save a lot of money on that, and so we're going to pass that savings on to you. And I think that's the kind of consumer-directed involvement that we can have in healthcare if we return to that. But Congress wants to move away from that. They don't want people to be engaged in their healthcare costs, and they've managed to inspire people with a spirit of fear that they can't handle being engaged with their healthcare costs and their healthcare decisions. You know, just imagine if they started doing this with car repairs or with, you know, home repairs or with gasoline or groceries, and they started saying, no, you can't understand what you need, and so we're going to actually provide you with this grocery cart full of food and charge everyone lots of taxes in order to do that. You're not allowed to choose what you want. And we may see that yet. with the way things are going. But, again, we need to step back and say, look, more government control is not going to help us. More government control is actually what's brought us to this place that we're at now where healthcare costs are high, and more government control is only going to drive those costs up more or produce rationing. Because I can guarantee that most doctors, especially doctors over 50, are going to decide that it's time to retire when you start having to work for the government. And because the government's not going to pay you what you thought you were worth, it's not going to compensate you for the years and years of training that you had to go through that was expensive and difficult. You know, and doctors who, you know, come out of medical school and residency, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt, and then are told, well, but now we're going to tell you you can only have $20 for an office visit because we're in control of this. You know, who's going to go and borrow all that money and go to school that long? And you can make more money as a trash collector.
And I think that really what people have to realize is that you know, this idea of going out and getting a CAT scan. You need a CAT scan. You need to find out what's going on. And so you're willing to pay to get a CAT scan. Unfortunately, with the system as they're going to set it up, you're not going to be able to get a CAT scan. If you are in Canada today and you need an MRI or a CAT scan, you go on a list. It may take a week.
Now, there are more MRI machines in the city of Pittsburgh than there are in the entire nation of Canada.
You can't even go out and buy a CAT scan and pay for it yourself. In Canada, it's against the law. You can get one for your cat, for your dog, but not for yourself. What madness is that? It's the madness that's coming to America. We'll be right back.
Office or commercial space for rent? Here's your chance to get a great location downtown Johnstown across from Ace Hardware on Parrish. Only $500 a month. Lots of room for sign exposure and 500 square feet. Available now. Call 970-231-6586. Also available, one-bedroom apartment for rent. Remodeled, clean, air conditioning, downtown Johnstown, off-street parking. Available now. Only $575 a month. Please call 970-231-6586. 970-231-6586.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Sterling Diesel Service reminds us that safety on the job is job one. Knowledge of the job, sobriety, and awareness are qualities we all count on in our fellow employees and employers. Keep the workplace and job site safe for yourself, your coworkers, and the clientele you serve. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Sterling Diesel Service. They say our area is a great place to live, work, shop, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's Sterling Diesel Service in Sterling, where they're always concerned for the safety and welfare of our community.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, James Lansbury. And James, once again, I want you to give out your website slowly, and if you have a telephone number you'd like to get out, anything that you'd like to get out as far as this subject, because it's so vitally important that every American understands that this is a life and death issue. Their life and the lives of their loved ones are really at stake. Would you really want a government that can force you to take a vaccine? When, of course, we know that there are so many instances of those vaccines have contained deadly contaminants, and they still do today. So how can people get in touch with your organization?
Certainly, they can get in touch with our organization at Samaritan Ministries. That's Samaritan Ministries.org, where they can reach us on phone if they'd like information about our ministry at 888-268-4377. That's 888, the number 2, others. And I think that, you know, certainly, you know, if you're looking for a low-cost solution to healthcare dollars, you know, we, Samaritan Ministries offers a health, what is called a healthcare share ministry. And it is a fraction of the cost of what people pay for major medical insurance. Our members pay a monthly share of only $285. And our members are sharing in needs from $300 up to $100,000 or more. And we're sharing over $3 million in medical needs every single month. We're doing that through a unique faith-based option that is a fraction of the cost of insurance. And that does exactly what I was talking about, engages the individual consumer back in the cost, but also provides them with a network of other people who share their faith, share their convictions, and who are committed to a pro-life healthcare option, and who are going to help them if they have that major medical event. And it's an exciting thing to take part in. When my wife had an appendectomy a couple of years ago, this is part of the whole CAT scan thing, where she had an inflamed appendix, and the bills were $23,000. And we got notes and cards and gifts from 21 different states. We were able to pay the bill with cash after we got all these gifts, and we were able to then, even after we negotiated a small discount, send money on to someone else who had a medical need. And so it's an exciting thing to take part in. It's faith-based, and, you know, over 13,000 families taking part in this nationwide in all 50 states. And again, only $285 a month. So it's, you know, but there are solutions like that that are out there in the healthcare economy if you're willing to look for them and to consider them. But you have to look outside the box, because the box right now is what's driving up the cost, whether it be S-CHIP, Medicaid, or employer-provided insurance. All of these scenarios are driving the costs up and up and up, and driving the paperwork for the medical providers up, and making the medical care much more difficult, to the point where it's difficult to find a doctor who does take the time that you're looking for.
Could you explain to our listeners what cost shifting is? And before you do that, I'm going to open our lines at 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. Somebody would like to talk to James. This is an important subject. But could you explain what cost shifting is and
Certainly.
Why this has driven up the cost of medical care?
Cost shifting is when one person pays price A and another person pays price B. And because of negotiation or varied things in the market, there's always times where two different people will pay two different prices. And whether it be on a, you know, if you're looking at an airplane seat, you know, someone who bought a last-minute ticket is going to pay more than someone who bought a ticket 6 months ago and bought it on sale. So, but cost shifting happens when the government says, we will not pay you more than cost A, and that you have to treat these patients at cost A. Well, obviously, the doctor then, in order to make ends meet, has to charge patients who are not part of Medicare or Medicaid more in order to make up the difference and to average things out so that he's able to keep his practice open, pay his staff, fill out all the paperwork the government's requiring that's causing him to lose money. And so we have all the cost of administration and the low fee that is reimbursed from a Medicare or Medicaid patient that the doctor's losing on that and required by law to take that, being shifted over to people who have private insurance or who are paying cash. And the person who's usually at the bottom of the line on the cost shifting is the person who's paying cash, because he doesn't have any negotiating power. The government can force you to take a certain price. the private insurance company that has millions of people that they're negotiating for can negotiate a better price, but the cash patient who's just coming in and saying, look, I'd like to just pay you for this service and pay you cash today, gets the worst price of all because of all the cost shifting coming from the government and the insurance companies.
And the government is not paying the hospital's actual cost of taking care of the people, but forcing them to, and so they've got to shift the cost from the government patients who are getting it, and many of them are very, very wealthy, especially Medicare. People don't need free medical care. They just get it as, well, that's just the way the system is set up. People who don't need it don't have to pay for it. People who could pay for it don't have to pay for it. They get it for nothing, and as a result, they shift the cost to you out there, you suckers who are paying for your own medical care. Well, we have a caller. Who's calling in?
Hello?
Who's calling in? Go ahead.
My name is Steve. I'm calling from Loveland.
Hi, Steve. How are you doing?
Hey, is there any way, or have you heard some people make the argument that, biblically speaking, having insurance is considered limited liability, whereas having no insurance would be considered strict liability? And that having limited or participating in a limited liability system is actually, quote, Marxist?
I've not heard that argument before, Steve. I think that it's certainly interesting. I'm not sure I would agree with that. I think that there's, I'm not sure that having insurance in its strictest sense is necessarily limiting liability. The issue of insurance is that you're trying to take cost and spread it out among a large number of people and say, for an event that probably won't happen. I mean, that's what insurance is in its strictest sense. So, if you're 28 years old and you have three small children and you buy life insurance, you're trying to go out, and most people who are 28 aren't going to die. But if you do, it's a very big burden on your family. So, 15 or 300 or 6,000 28-year-olds go out and buy this life insurance, and only one of them is going to die, but all of them then have that security for their family. And so I don't personally purchase insurance. I prefer non-insurance alternatives and for the community of believers to work together to solve these things, but I don't think that I could point and say that insurance is at its nature Marxist. I think that it's actually an opportunity for people to share costs. Now, prepaid healthcare, which is what we have in the healthcare industry, we don't have strict insurance in healthcare anymore, is actually a completely different animal. And I still wouldn't call it Marxist. What it is you're just, it's almost like a level payment system. But the problem is you're not engaged with the actual bill when you're getting it through your employer, and it makes a very difficult situation there.
And the other thing is, of course, that if you get it through your employer, you don't have to pay any income tax on it. And so this was basically a long-term planning by the Marxists to create the crisis that we're facing today, is they want to control you. They want to control your health care, and they want to ration access to health care. So there's nothing wrong with health care insurance as long as you're buying it. But what you ought to buy is the catastrophic health care insurance, not, first-dollar health care coverage. You wouldn't go out and pay for that on your own because it would be too expensive. But if you can get your employer to get it, and then, of course, you're going to abuse the system. We got real problems with health care today. We need individual responsibility. That's the last thing that they want. We'll be right back here.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join them as they celebrate Passover 2009 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. Festivities begin Wednesday, April the 8th at 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, 10 East 120th Avenue in Northland. Beth Messiah Band, Mishpacha Family Praise Dance, and the Intercourt Dancers will be there. Deadline for reservations, March the 25th, so call now, 1-800-205-6245, and get your reservations for Passover 2009 and Hag Sameach.
Your brother has it, your co-workers have it, and your friends have it. You need to get your concealed weapons permit, too. Go to www.theshootingschool.org and sign up now for the NRA basic pistol class to get your Colorado concealed carry permit. Unlike most instructors, we provide you with enough certificates to renew your carry permit for 10 years. Visit theshootingschool.org now to register or call Senior Instructor Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. That's Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. www.theshootingschool.org.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, James Lansbury, and we have somebody on the call. Is somebody calling in?
Yes.
Yes, who is this?
This is Sherry from Fort Collins.
Hi, Sherry from Fort Collins. You have a question for our guest.
Well, I have a comment on the cost shifting, and then I would like your guest to respond to that. First of all, you know, I've noticed my husband and I are on Medicare. And it's shameful what the government pays the doctors. I mean, like recently I had a colonoscopy where the doctor's fee was $700 and something, and Medicare gave him $170.
Right.
So I wouldn't think that the doctors would be favorable to any kind of socialized medicine.
Yeah, probably then they get about $50.
All right. And then the other thing that bothers me, like I said, no matter, every insurance company has a contract with all the doctors in the hospitals where they pay a price that's considerably less than what they say the cost is.
Right.
And this is the same for lab work and everything else. And so then you have people who are on welfare. Well, they have help, but the people that really are just kind of medium income, they're paying their way, but they don't have a lot of extra money. Then when they go to the doctors don't really want to negotiate, neither do the hospitals. They want the total inflated price that they get from nobody else.
Right.
And I don't understand that.
Well, we have an immoral system. And, of course, that is what's wrong with it. I share your concern. Well, how would you respond to Sherry James?
Well, she's definitely describing the story that exactly is going on, and it's a difficult scenario, but you know, it's another one of those difficult situations where the patient actually can say, no, I'm not going to pay that much. And see, we've removed ourselves so far from a market economy where we don't call around and look for better options on dealing, you know, when you're a cash patient. I think that is going to be what drives the market back down, is for someone to say, you know what, you don't get that from Blue Cross, you don't get that cost from Medicare, you don't get that cost from Medicaid, I'm not going to pay that much either.
Well, you do realize that the hospitals nowadays won't even carry, or most of them won't even carry your debt, that they give it over to a loan agency or something, or
sell it. It does go on quite a bit, and that I find to be a somewhat reprehensible practice, but we need to move back to also to the days where especially charitable hospitals are actually providing charity, as opposed to charity meaning we take Medicare and Medicaid patients.
Well, if I could point out, Sherry, that when I practiced medicine, every county in this entire country had a county hospital where people could go, and if you could afford to pay, you paid. If you could afford to pay part, you paid part. If you could afford nothing, you paid nothing. And everybody had health care in the United States before we moved into socialized medicine, and now we have 40 million people who have no health care. It is the government that's called the crisis. They've closed down the county hospitals because they didn't want a solution. They wanted control, and this is what it's about.
Right.
And it is until the American people have the courage to stand up and say, we are going to get away from this because there's a fascist element in our society that wants to control our health care, wants to control everything. That's what it's about.
Well, I do understand that. I guess all I'm trying to say is that the policies of the doctors and the hospitals, by them not wanting to deal on a cash basis, I mean, being able to give these people a break, they're actually increasing the cry for, oh, health insurance, I mean, medical expenses are so high, we need the government to do something.
You're absolutely
so
right.
So really, the hospitals and the doctors and the insurance companies are all feeding this crisis.
Well,
and they are, and that's part of the difficulty there, ma'am, is that you know, the AMA has come out in favor of a single-payer system. Most of the hospital associations are coming out in favor of something close to a single-payer system, and they're all contributing to the cost poor practices that you're talking about.
And I was part of the AMA system, part of organized medicine. I was the senior delegate to the House of Delegates, the California Medical Association, for many years. And I will tell you that organized medicine has been taken over by people who hate private care and are dedicated to this fascist system. I saw them working within the California Medical Association, and they're working within the American Medical Association. That's why these doctors spend 20 years of their life to get into a key position so they can betray the doctors, so they can betray the populace. Anything else you want to say, Sherry, before we let you go?
No, that's all. Thank you for being on the program.
Thank you, Sherry.
Well made. Do we have another caller? Is there another caller
yeah.
there?
My name is Dave from Loveland, and I have, it's not really a question, but maybe a statement I had heard, maybe I want clarified if you all wouldn't mind. I had heard that basically for the average American, a decent health care plan will cost someone about $3 an hour out of their pay.
Well, are you talking with the system we have now or what we should have?
Well, what we have now, say insurance offered through the company you work for.
Do you have any comment on that, James?
Well, I'm just doing the math here real quick. I'm going to, for one single person, $3 an hour, through a typical employer-provided gold-plated service, you know, the first dollar covers that we're usually talking about right now, that $3 an hour sounds about right, but that's going to have to be adjusted a little bit. If you're living in California, your health care costs are a little higher than if you're living in Nebraska, for example. And so as you look at, you know, you can't just make, it's one of those things where the government tries to make, you know, sweeping statements. They say, this is how much this person should eat, or you should drink 8 glasses of water a day. Whereas if you weigh, you know, 300 pounds as opposed to 50 pounds, you know, 8 glasses of water might not be enough. And for 50 pounds, you might drown in 8 glasses of water. And so that's the sweeping statements of trying to make a one-size-fit-all statement, you know, like $3 an hour, can be difficult. We have to actually examine that. But I would say that's probably a little bit high if you're sitting in the heartland, and it's probably, it could be a little bit low if you're in some of the more expensive economies on the coast, New York City, Los Angeles, and it could actually cost you more than that to provide a gold-plated service. But you can actually, for much less than that, provide an adequate health care system where you have a high-deductible insurance policy and an FSA or an HSA all associated with that as an employee. You could probably provide it for half that per employee, and actually for that cost, more than provide for an employee's family.
But remember,
that's $520 a month you're talking about if a person's working full time, and you know Samaritan Ministries is providing for a full family a healthcare solution for $285, and so it's actually there are more reasonable costs there, but the government's probably going to end up charging you close to $3 an hour.
All right, thanks. Thank you very much. Mr. Lansbury, and thank you very much for your call. We'll be back in just a moment, right here, the American Truth Zone.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
S&S Repair in Sterling reminds our listeners, safe driving isn't child's play. Safety behind the wheel starts with you, and part of that means not talking on your cell phone or only using a hands-free device while driving. That's from S&S Repair, where service is more than a word, it's a fact. A fact based on automotive expertise, backed by the right equipment and proven by customers who won't trust their cars to anyone else. Located at 115 Broadway Street in Sterling. Call Ken at 970-526-2668. Specializing in electrical and auto service and general auto repair.
Office or commercial space for rent. Here's your chance to get a great location downtown Johnstown across from Ace Hardware on Parrish. Only $500 a month. Lots of room for sign exposure and 500 square feet. Available now. Call 970-231-6586. Also available, one-bedroom apartment for rent. Remodeled, clean, air conditioning, downtown Johnstown, off-street parking. Available now. Only $575 a month. Please call 970-231-6586. 970-231-6586.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I hope you enjoyed our discussion this morning, but you must understand that the crisis in healthcare has been created by the government, by government interference in the free enterprise system. Do you honestly believe, then, that the government can solve the problem that it's created? Are you going to have rationed healthcare? They intend for the elderly to die, after all. I mean, why should we spend so much money on the elderly when, of course, the young need it so much? And so they'll begin to create class warfare and age warfare, and everything is divide and conquer. Follow the leader. Follow the charismatic leader. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have a real problem today because there is a supernatural force behind Barack Obama. How do I know that? Why? Because the people, the Luciferians, will tell us that. And if you would like to get the documentation for that statement, go to newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. You should go there anyway. Get Dr. Dennis Cuddy's latest article, Obama and the New Age. And just read it. You scroll down. There's a link there to an article by Corrine McLaughlin and Gordon Davidson, who worked for many years for the Lucius Trust, which is used to be known as the Lucifer Publishing House. If you doubt that, use your search engine and put in Lucius Trust, Lucifer. Lucius Trust, Lucifer. It'll take you to one of their sites, and it'll tell you all about the relationship between the Lucifer Publishing House and, of course, the Lucius Trust. And then there's a link to other articles that will tell you that Lucifer is really a pretty good guy, just got a bad rap. He really came here to suffer for us, to give us freedom, so we could really be free. Lucifer is really a pretty good guy, you know. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're involved in a spiritual battle, but if you read the article by Corrine McLaughlin and Gordon Davidson, you will understand the current President of the United States. The whole article is about how they've been waiting. He is the one we've been waiting for. In fact, Barack Obama had said, we are the ones we have been waiting for. That's what it's about. And the emergence is about to come about. You need to understand what's really going on. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't gotten it, shame on you. If you can't afford it, why, go to my website, radioliberty.com, scroll down on the video page to Brotherhood of Darkness, and watch the talk from which the book came. And then, of course, you need to get our talk on the forbidden secret. There is a secret that's been out there for 5,000 years. And you can tap into this mystical power, and it will work. It will give you wealth, but at the cost of your eternal soul. And then, of course, you need to get the DVDs, The Eye of the Phoenix, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, The Riddles in Stone. And then, of course, the ones that we've produced, The Emergence by Constance Cumby, The New Atlantis by Chris Pinto, who's, of course, put together the more sophisticated DVDs, but this is the talk he gave for us. You need to have this information. You need to help us get it out across America. We do have the great new DVD by Alex Jones called The Obama Deception. That's The Obama Deception. We recommend it for you. Get the information. Help us to get it out. And then, of course, we hope if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty as we try to reach out across America on over 60 outlets every week. We quite frankly need your help to do what we're doing, and If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV war, because America is under attack today. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.